Hey K-pop fans, welcome to Journeys Through K-pop. Are you a new fan who's not sure what groups to check out first? Or are you a seasoned listener on the lookout for new groups? Do you just like hearing the ups and downs of all kinds of groups? My name is Zange. I used to be overwhelmed with the sheer amount of K-pop groups and soloists that are out there. I only stuck to listening to a couple of groups that I knew I liked and didn't bother to branch out. I just thought there were way too many options out there. However, I was eventually able to branch out because of recommendations I got from friends. They were tailored to me and the genres of music I already knew I liked, so once I knew what I was looking for, finding new groups on my own was a breeze. In this podcast, you will get recommendations of different K-pop groups and songs based on genres that you may already be familiar with. You'll also learn some of the history behind each group and where they are today. So, let's dive in! Hello everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Journeys Through K-Pop. Today we are talking about EXO. They are a boy group under SM Entertainment, currently made up of 9 members. Zoomin, Suho, Lay, Baekhyun, Chen, Chanyeol, Dio, Kai, and Sehun. They were originally made up of 12 members. Chris and Luhan officially left the group in 2016, and Tao officially left the group in 2018. There's a reason why I'm saying officially, we'll get to that later. And this is just an interesting and unique thing about this group. They actually initially performed as 2 subgroups, XOK and XOM. These 2 subgroups performed the group's music in Korean and Mandarin Chinese, respectively. And this concept was unfortunately abandoned after 2014, and once again, we will get to why later. But even without the subgroups, the group still released Chinese versions of several songs and even full albums for a period of time. So, starting off with their pre-debut, the members of EXO joined SM Entertainment as trainees as early as 2006. So we have Suho, who joined in 2006, Kai joined in 2007, Chanyeol, Sehun, Chris, Lay, and Zoomin joined in 2008, Dio, Luhan, and Tao joined in 2010, and Baekhyun and Chen joined in 2011. Going on to their debut, this was on April 9th, 2012, with a mini album, Mama, with the title track of the same name. And for this one, the group promoted separately as XOK and XOM. They do this at least one other time. We will get to that when we get to that. But this album hit number 1 on the Gaon chart in Korea and number 2 on the Sina album chart in China. And as a result of their success, the group won Best New Asian Group at MAMA, the Mnet Asian Music Awards, and Rookie Artist of the Year at the Golden Disc Awards. So starting off with their first era, which is 2013 to 2017, for the most part, these title tracks combine electronic, funk, and trap influences, and these title tracks we have are Wolf, Growl, Overdose, Call Me Baby, Love Me Right, Lucky One, Monster, Coco Bop, and Power. And they also released several holiday special albums during this time as well, and the title tracks on these are all some type of ballad. These are Miracles in December, Song for You, For Life, and Universe. So going on to 2013 with XOXO, their first full album with the title track Wolf. And Wolf actually nets the group their first win, which is pretty amazing. And then a little bit later, they release a repackage of this album under the name Growl with the title track of the same name. And this is where it gets interesting because all versions of XOXO, including the repackage, sold over 1 million copies combined. And this is especially notable because EXO is the first musical act in South Korea to reach that milestone in 12 years. Like, we're talking since 2001, which is actually kind of crazy. Their next release is their first holiday mini album, Miracles in December, with the title track of the same name. Going on to 2014 with their second mini album, Overdose, title track of the same name. Once again, they are promoting separately as XOK and XOM, and this is a bit of a sad point, but this album was intended to release in April of that year, but it was delayed for a few weeks until May due to the MV Sewol ferry incident. Long story short, there was an incident with a ferry where it capsized and it was very, very tragic. And this is actually the best-selling release of 2014, not just for the group, but for all of K-pop as a whole. Moving on. We have lawsuits in this episode, you guys! How crazy is that? But on May 15th of this year, Chris files a lawsuit against SM Entertainment. And the reason is given as company disregard for his health and unfair distribution of profits. And then later that year, Luhan also files a lawsuit against SM Entertainment. And his reasonings are health issues and biased treatment towards him versus the Korean members of the group. It's worth noting that Luhan is one of the Chinese members of the group. And as a result of these lawsuits, both members cease group promotions with EXO until the matter is resolved, so they're considered inactive as a result of this. Going on to 2015, their second full album, Exodus, with the title track Call Me Baby, and not very long after that, they release a repackage under the title Love Me Right, with the title track of the same name. And we have another lawsuit, you guys! Oh boy! This time, it is Tao filing a lawsuit against SM Entertainment, and his reasons are unfair terms of the contract and lacking freedom due to the contract length, and it's worth noting that this is another 10-year contract. And it's also worth noting that Tao already missed promotions for Exodus and Love Me Right due to injury, but he's now officially considered inactive until the matter is resolved. And it's also worth pointing out that all three of these members that have filed lawsuits were members of the subgroup XOM. That is half of the subgroup gone, which when you take that into consideration, it's very understandable why they stopped the separate subgroup promotions when they did. Although it is very unfortunate because it was a very unique and interesting concept. Anyways, after the third lawsuit, their Japanese debut happens. And this was a single containing the Japanese version of Love Me Right and an original song called Drop That. It was decently successful. It hit number one on Oricon. They have had some continued success since, but they hadn't released much of anything for the Japanese market exclusively since about 2019, and we'll get into why later. Also releasing this year is their second holiday mini album, Sing For You, with the title track of the same name. Going on to 2016, we have their third full album, Exact. This one actually has two title tracks, Lucky One and Monster. And this album actually broke a record for the highest first week album sales in South Korea at the time. This record has since been smashed to bits. Also worth noting that Chris and Luhan both officially leave the group at this point. And then not long after that, they release a repackage of Exact under the title Lotto, with the title track of the same name for that. And then at the end of the year, they released their third holiday mini album called For Life. In 2017, Lay begins an extended hiatus from the group. Officially, the reason for this is due to conflicts between the group schedule and his own solo career in China. It's worth noting that he did return to promote with the group very briefly in 2021 on their mini album, Don't Fight the Feeling, but since the promotions for that ended, he went back on hiatus immediately after and has been there since. As for actual releases in 2017, we have their fourth full album, The War, with the title track Coco Bop. And at the time, this set a record for the number of pre-orders on an album with over 800,000. Later that year, they released a repackage under the title The War, The Power of Music, with the title track Power. Also worth noting, this is EXO's last album to have separate Korean and Chinese versions. Up until this point, that is what they have been doing for their releases, but they officially stop it after this. And then they also released their fourth holiday mini-album this year, Universe, with the title track of the same name. Now we're on to their second era, 2018 to the present. Lots of interesting things happening here, but the title tracks in this era combine hip-hop and dance music influences for the most part. These are Tempo, Love Shot, Obsession, Don't Fight the Feeling, and Cream Soda. In 2018, very important thing, they performed at the closing ceremony of the 2018 Winter Olympics because they were in South Korea that year, and they were basically the representatives of K-pop along with another soloist, which is very cool and very big for the group since people all over the world are watching it. And not long after that, Tao officially leaves the group, and then they release their fifth full album called Don't Mess Up My Tempo with the title track Tempo. Not long after that, they release a repackage under the title Love Shot with the title track of the same name. 2019 starts, and this hasn't been much of an issue in episodes up until now, but for those of you who don't know, men in Korea have to perform mandatory military service. Like, it is required by law that they have to do service in the military. For active duty, it's around 18 months. If you take another position, it can be longer. But this isn't something we've really had to talk about before now, because most of the groups we've been talking about are girl groups, and women do not have mandatory military service, though they may enlist if they choose. And to my knowledge, Stray Kids is not at the point where they have to start enrolling in the military yet. So this is the first time we have to talk about members going into the military to do their service. Anyways, that starts this year. So on May 7th, Zeumin enlists, and on July 1st, D.O. enlists. After this, the group releases their sixth full album called Obsession. And then 2020 rolls around. This is mainly a year of focusing on the members' solo careers due to members starting their military service. And just as a military update, we're going to have a lot of these. On May 14th, Suho enlists. October 26th, Chen enlists. And on December 6th, Zeumin is discharged, so he is done with his service. And in 2021, they release a special mini-album called Don't Fight the Feeling. This is actually marketed as a gift to the fans. Worth noting that Chanyeol and Baekhyun recorded before enlisting for their service, and Lay even returns for this mini-album. Okay, so our military update for 2021. On January 25th, D.O. is discharged. He's done. On March 29th, Chanyeol enlists, and on May 6th, Baekhyun enlists. And 2022 is the group's 10th anniversary since their debut, which means it's contract renewal time because these were 10-year contracts. So Lay decides to depart from SM Entertainment but will still promote with EXO. And then our military update. February 13th, Suho is discharged. He's done. April 25th, Chen is discharged. And September 28th, Chanyeol is discharged. And then we get to 2023. There's more lawsuits! Yay! But you didn't think these were coming back, huh? Well, on June 1st, Chen, Baekhyun, and Zeumin file a lawsuit to terminate their contract from SM Entertainment. Their reasoning is lack of transparency of earnings. And they make a special announcement that they will still promote with EXO regardless of the result. Fortunately, a few days later, on June 19th, this dispute is resolved, and these three stay with the company for the time being. And then also in 2023, they release their seventh full album, Exist, with the title track Cream Soda. And It's worth noting that Kai recorded for this album before enlisting. Also in 2023, Dio leaves SM Entertainment following his contract expiration, but will still promote with EXO. And then we have our military update. On February 5th, Baekhyun is discharged. On May 11th, Kai enlists. And on December 21st, Sehun enlists. He is the last member to do his military service. Also, it's worth noting the military service doesn't apply to the Chinese members of the group. It's only for those of Korean nationality. Anyways, on to 2024. Baekhyun actually starts his own company for solo activities and recruits Chen and Zeumin to join. Although they are still contracted to SM for group activities with EXO, this company that Baekhyun has started is just for their solo activities. This is totally fine. And that brings us to the present day. They've definitely had a lot of ups and downs during their time as a group, but I think it's pretty safe to say they have made a name for themselves. Many of the members have very successful solo careers. There are two subunits that have come out of this group, EXO-CBX, made up of Chen, Baekhyun, and Zeumin, and EXO-SC, made up of Sehun and Chanyeol. And as of now, all of the members will be done with their military service by around middle of 2025, so hopefully they will have a great comeback with everyone to celebrate. Maybe Lay will come back, who knows? Alright, moving on to our next segment, it is B-side recommendation time! Starting off with the ballads, as always. Even though we had quite a few of these in the title tracks earlier, there's definitely a couple more of these in the B-sides, specifically Baby Don't Cry and Stronger. We've got a couple of synth songs this time around too, Gravity and Boomerang. We have a good amount of R&B, B-sides, but specifically we're pointing out Hear Me Out, Lady Luck, and Sweet Lies. There is a dubstep-inspired B-side as well in Black Pearl, and there's also a trance-inspired B-side, that would be Lightsaber. We have jazz and funk-inspired B-sides again, specifically Coming Over. And we also have a couple of trap B-sides, specifically Diamond and Ooh La La La. Going on to my personal favorite, it's another title track again. Honestly, are y'all surprised at this point? But it is Monster. I just have to say, this was a song that one of my friends showed me during a break at theater camp one day. It wasn't very long after this song came out, and I just thought it was so cool. And it's worth noting that this was long before I started my K-pop journey, because this is 2016 at this point, and my journey started in, like, 2019. So, seeing that song for the first time was straight up my first exposure to EXO as a group. Honestly, Monster is here for the memory I have of it more than anything, but I still think that stands for something. Alright, and I realize I haven't been pointing this out in previous episodes, but there's a link in the description of this episode that takes you to a playlist of every song that I talk about in this episode. If you're interested in any of them, I would highly encourage you to check them out. That goes for all the previous episodes too. If you've listened to any of the other episodes and you're curious about the songs in them, there's playlists in the descriptions of those episodes as well. So if you listened to those episodes and didn't know about those playlists, I would highly, highly, highly encourage you to go back and check them out. That is all we have for you this episode, and I will see you next week with G-Idol. Hey K-pop fans, I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, please take just a moment to leave a review and share it with any friends who might enjoy it. Also, be sure to subscribe to Zange's YouTube channel, Zange DuPont. It makes me so happy to know that you're enjoying this podcast. I'll be back next week with another episode. Later!